When I was growing up, I did not know a thing about Christianity. My parents were not religious, and I didn't have a good relationship with my parents either. As a matter of fact, when I was older, an older teenager, I could not wait to get out of the house. So after I graduated from high school, I received an appointment to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, and I was gone. I spent 4 years at West Point, and afterwards I served in the Army. I did some cool things like jumping out of airplanes and fighting tank battles. I got what I wanted. I was on my own. I got what I wanted. But I realized that I didn't have the answers to life. I realized I'd developed some bad habits. I'd made some bad decisions. I felt guilty about that at times, too. I wondered if I was going to go to hell after I died. So I didn't know. I wanted to have more wisdom and meaning in life. I didn't feel I had any. So I started reading about Christianity, and I started going to church sometimes. God was pursuing me with His great love, but I was still flirting with the world. So it wasn't until after I got out of the Army and after another job, I found myself unemployed. And that was rock bottom for me. God kind of pushed me down to my knees. So I decided to stop piddling around with it and just commit my life to Jesus Christ. And after I did that, I found that He answered my prayers. And He provided for me financially, gave me a job. I found that my relationship with my parents improved significantly. I found that as I obeyed the Bible, God's Word proved itself to be true. And God has taken away my bad habits. And as I obey His Word, I make good decisions. I have wisdom. I don't struggle with guilt anymore. I don't fear about going to hell. I have meaning as I submit to God and participate in His plan for all of creation. I have peace in life's trials. Not 100%. I'm still working on that. But I have a lot more peace than I did without God. But when I started out as a Christian, I didn't know how to have a strong relationship with my Lord. I had a relationship. I read the Bible. I prayed. I grew. But my growth was slow because my relationship wasn't as strong as the Lord wanted. I didn't understand the significance of a daily, continuing relationship with the Lord. Jesus said in John 15:5 that He is the vine and we're the branches. If we abide in Him, we'll bear much fruit. But apart from Him, we can do nothing. And this really started to sink in. A few years ago, when I first got involved with the Navigator 2-7 series Bible studies, I was amazed in that material what new believers could learn in a few weeks that had taken me years to learn. I'm not exaggerating, years for me to learn some of those awesome principles. Looking back, I see that I needed more people to disciple me when I was growing as a Christian. God wants the branches to help each other be connected to the vine. The Apostle John said in 1 John 1:3, "That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." In effect, John is saying, look, we have a strong relationship with Jesus, and we want to show you how you too can have a strong relationship with Jesus. When I was first asked to give my story on disciple making today, I didn't think I was qualified. At this stage in my life, you know, I had discipled a couple people one-on-one, and they grew, but they didn't grow as much as I wanted. But then I came to realize that disciple making is not just one-on-one. Anytime that we fellowship together, we have an opportunity to make disciples. I'm also involved with leading a portion of the Navigator 2-7 series Bible studies in my church. And that's another form of discipleship. God says in Deuteronomy 6:6-7, "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise." This passage is about parents discipling their children, but also in the context is that God wants us to disciple each other all the time. He wants us to live His Word and teach His Word to others. In fact, some of my best memories in my Christian walk is when I had a time to fellowship with people that had God's Word on their heart. They lived by God's Word and I could see it. They were gentle and loving whenever they talked to me. In fact, whenever they talked to me, they explained God's Word to me in a way that I could understand that was practical and meaningful in my life. And I always enjoyed spending time with them. And it's my desire for God to use me more and more in that same way, having provided some of those examples for me. So let me just finish up with four principles that God has taught me in my life about disciple making that you may find useful in your life. Number one, I must do all things in love. Disciple making is not criticizing others. Others can feel judged when we criticize them, even in the smallest way. I've found that if we love others the way that God loves them and they feel loved like that, then God is glorified. We glorify God by loving others. I mentioned this principle first because if people don't feel accepted, then they're not going to want to hang around you. People don't care how much I know until they know how much I care. This principle is my guide to keep me pointed in the right direction. Number two, I must set the example. This is the number one leadership rule that I learned at West Point. I cannot lead others past where I am. I cannot put it on the counter unless I have it on the shelf. I must be authentic or people will see through it. Which means I must meditate on and apply God's word in my life. This principle is my admonishment to keep me connected to the vine. Number three, I only have to be one step ahead of someone else in order to lead them. If I do all things in love, I don't focus on where they've fallen short, but I speak where God has helped me in my shortcomings. I memorize scripture so that God can give me words to speak to them. I'm authentic in my struggles so they can see that you don't have to be perfect. In fact, many of my relationships right now are mutual discipleship between me and my Christian brothers. This principle is my encouragement to keep me from feeling that I am inadequate, because God wants me to do His will. And finally, number four, I trust in Jesus to disciple others. A big part of this is I pray for those that God has placed in my care. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:6, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. I realize that I'm only a small part in God's plan for the growth of another man. This principle is my victory. It's my victory because I can't see things from God's perspective. He has a long-term perspective, and I know that He is going to work good in all of us. Thank you. That's right. I like that.